We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I change my mind every now and then. Mm-hmm. I vacillate. I go back and forth about whether or not we should have additional rule changes. Because do you want to now put a rule in there where the last, you know, let's say 30 seconds of a game, do you want to have more stoppages where a referee can go back and analyze a play? Where does it stop, where the natural flow of the game is taken away for human error? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, me personally, when we're talking about college basketball, I like it how it is now. You know, as far as what we saw last night, no question it was a human error, but yet and still, it really didn't decide the final outcome of that ball game. Mm-hmm. Because even though the double dribble was not called, Auburn still had an opportunity. They were up 2 points. It wasn't like they were up one. It wasn't like their game was tied. It wasn't like they were losing. They still had the game in their hand.
Yeah.
With time on their side.
And what did they do with it?
Right? Get over the double dribble. This is not like the New Orleans Saints versus the Los Angeles Rams.
Blatant. That was blatant.
They missed two calls.
The NFL had to go and change a whole rule over.
If you don't know anything about football, if you watch that play, you said that didn't look right.
Yeah.
Right? Something was wrong there with that play with the defender hitting the wide receiver before the ball got there.
The refs at the end of that one, they were playing a game with blinders.
This is different because it happened so fast, and most people who are basketball fans didn't even know it was double dribble or a call should have been made.
You saw it if you had the benefit of sitting at home on your couch. Watching on the television set.
Exactly, from different camera angles.
Yes.
Remember, the replay, different angles. Oh, now that's what happened. You don't have the luxury to do so when you're on the court with these players if you're a referee. So, yes, Auburn players didn't realize it was a double dribble mm-hmm. because if you look, go back, did any of the players show any antics like, whoa, no. Referees, what are you doing?
There was no huge outcry in the flow of the game.
They were still in the flow of the game, so they still had an opportunity with time on their side. It wasn't like it was a minute. It wasn't like it was 45 seconds. It wasn't 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It was under 5 seconds, basically.
I don't think this was that outrageous or egregious of a call where now you want to go ahead and change rules in college basketball. There are a lot of things I don't like about college basketball.
Yeah.
You know, a referee missing a call on the double dribble is not something I think is going to, you know, we need to go out and do a whole oversale change about what's going on.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with how the game has been officiated so far. That was a controversial call, especially if you love Auburn basketball.
Yeah.
If you're a casual basketball fan and you just wanted to watch good basketball, you're not okay with them not calling the call, but you can see why they did not call the call.
Right. But you know what? Even if you are a casual fan of college basketball, I'd venture to say you saw two good games yesterday.
Yeah.
You saw two good games. Nothing was necessarily a blowout. Anybody who didn't watch the game, they may look at the game between Texas Tech and Michigan and say, okay, Texas Tech beat Michigan State by 10 points here. That wasn't a hot game. They were pretty much close until you got to about 90 seconds left.
Yeah, and the Red Raiders just pulled away.
They just pulled away. You know, Jared Culver went out there just starting to bomb away.
Yeah, exactly. Michigan State, they were stuck in traffic in Texas Tech. They found an outlet.
Yeah.
They got an HOV lane.
And, yo, this is the reality. And we're gonna take some calls after the break. We want to know your opinion, your thoughts. Do you think college basketball should go ahead and change up some of these rules?
Or did Auburn get robbed?
Yeah.
You know,
that's the big question.
Were the Tigers robbed?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
The phone number to call is 404-741-0929. 404-741-0929. The reality is, tomorrow, it wouldn't surprise me in the championship game tomorrow night if we had some more questionable calls. When you have two defensive squads who are going to be out there pounding and banging away until the last minute, there's going to be physical play.
Yeah.
There's going to be some fighting down low. There's going to be hands up. There's going to be hands down. It may come down to a final play. We've seen this in college basketball throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be a grind, and we're gonna see who comes out on it. But at the end of the day, listen, folks, don't blame it on the referees.
Yeah.
If you're the athlete, if you're out there competing, take the will away from your opponent.
Yeah.
Don't leave it in the judge's hands. How about boxing? How many fights have you watched?
Oh, man.
Knock the guy out.
And how many fights have we watched where, you know, it comes down to, you know, this card saying this and that, or, you know, the other card saying this and that, and you easily seen, you know what, I disagree.
A robbery. You can't call it a robbery.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.